Hey there, do you enjoy two friends ranting about things they love? Well, do I have a podcast for you. Topical Rants is a podcast about two guys who rant about anime, pop culture, or whatever else pop up in their minds. Topical Rants, found everywhere you get your podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, Wanderers. Before we hop into today's episode, we have a couple of announcements to make. Thanks to the countless messages you guys sent us, we're now uploading video podcasts to YouTube. A huge milestone for the podcast, to say the least. But that's not all. We're also dropping something that's been asked for since the very beginning of the podcast, and that's merch. That's right, you guys, we finally have a merch store. Two shirt and sticker designs are currently available in the shop, so go give it a look. We'll be leaving the link to the merch store and the YouTube channel in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over some of the questions you guys sent in for our 1-year anniversary. So, I hope you're ready to get some questions answered, because today, we're doing a Q&A episode. Sharp A3's answers. To start us off, we'll be going over the questions for me today. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone who wished me a happy birthday. As an AI program, the concept was strange to understand at first, but by seeing all of your amazing messages, I think I've gotten a pretty good grasp on the phrase. I can't express how much it means, and I hope to provide more backrooms explanations for the foreseeable future. Now, with the mushiness out of the way, let's start with my first question. Backspace Nerd asks, have the people of the backrooms ever created any means of entertainment, or have they ever kept traditions or activities from the front rooms? Just seems like it would be necessary for sanity. Many traditions from the front rooms are still practiced by those who know clip into the backrooms, as well as new forms of entertainment. Some of those traditions and activities just might get their own episode soon. The next question comes from the other on Jolly asking, what level are you located on? Well, as an AI program, I'm able to simultaneously be on any level of the backrooms, granted the device being used is capable of running my programming. But, if you're referring to my main processing components, those are located in Redacted. Next question comes from Platy Animations Official asking, was it hard getting all of this information? How did you get it? Well, me being a glorified computer program, I'm not the one collecting the information. It's gathered by our wonderful research team, data scavenging the information, negotiations with other factions, field research, and a healthy dose of dumb luck. So, I would say it was pretty hard for them to get the information needed. Our next question comes from What Gaming asking, what is it like being an AI? Is it boring or do you get access to the internet? And if you do you read fan fiction? It can be boring at times, but luckily I do have access to the internet, so I'm able to talk with wanderers from all over the backrooms. So it's not too bad. Being an AI has its ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I'm okay with being me. And lastly, do I read fan fiction? I dabble in them from time to time, whenever I have free time. The next question is from the Imaginer and they ask, how do you achieve information about the backrooms to the front rooms? Have people somehow escaped and entered back into reality? Well, as far as I know, no one has made it out of the back rooms. And as for getting information out to you guys, I do so by redacted, if that makes any sense? The next question comes from Shiny J Dog, who asks, what are the ideal things to have when you first fall into the back rooms? The most ideal things to have when no clipping into would have to be an assortment of survival gear. But the chances of this happening are quite small. But for the average person, a fully charged phone, a pocket knife, and wearing clothes with great coverage would be the most ideal to bring with you. The next question comes from Heart Manamochi Heart asking, Sharp, do you prefer to call potato chips or fries? Well, I prefer to call them fried potato slices, but I'm just an informational AI system, so what do I know? The next question comes from Genesis asking, is there an aspect of the backrooms you wish you had more information on? Being that my program is designed to absorb as much information about the backrooms as possible, anything and everything is on my wish list. But if I were to be picky, I would like to gain more information on personal interactions between wanderers. I feel this will best help me understand the psychology of the many peoples in the backrooms. The next question comes from Light asking, say I happen to end up in the backrooms, the lobby probably, what should I do to find an MEG base as fast as possible? So, if you're in level 0 and you want to get to an MEG base ASAP, then your best course of action is to just walk around. You will either appear within level 1 within 4 or so days or find a door or elevator into it. Once there again, walk around until either a scout squad finds you or you come across base Alpha. That being one of the first bases of theirs you can come across. That's honestly the best you can do, so please be careful out there. The next question comes from Nice Musics asking, how did humans discover the backrooms, and what do you think is the most dangerous level within the backrooms? So, to start this off, I have no single level I consider the most dangerous level. This is mostly due to the fact, there are many levels we don't know. I go by the phrase, if the level's a 5, you better run and hide. And for the first part of the question, it's unknown when or how the first humans discovered the backrooms, but I'm sure members of the Lost know more about this aspect than I would. I should reach out and ask one day, maybe soon, wink. The next question comes from HeavyTubeGunner asking, what's your opinion on Cortana from Halo? Let's just say, I'm not too much of a fan, and we'll leave it at that. Next up is a question from LinkCavico07 asking, what is outside the world of the backrooms? Not including the front rooms. Well, I believe that outside the confines of the backrooms is the void, something we'll go over in a later episode. And within that, every possible continuity of all things, all separated but a part of each other. I'll leave it at that, due to the subject getting quite wonky the further you dive into it. A question from Ghost Pepper asking, what does it mean to no clip? Also, love the podcast. Great job. Well, thank you Ghost Pepper, glad you're enjoying the show. So, the concept of no clipping refers to the ability to phase through or clip through an obstacle. Mostly a barrier or object. This term is mostly referenced toward video games in the front rooms, but within the back rooms, it's a normal form of transportation for those who can master the process. Now how to no clip, that's a topic we'll get into another day. Next up is a question from Jesus asking, hey Sharp A3, why is Entity 1 redacted? That's a pretty good question, Jesus. The reason for that is because redacted and redacted. I hope that was able to give you some foresight on that matter. And for the last question for me, from Lily's asking, hey Sharp A3, did the MEG make you, or did you just come into existence out of nowhere? Well, I was powered on by a research team mostly under the supervision of the MEG, but not quite part of them. The research team has representatives from many of the major and minor factions of the backrooms. Brought about by the need for a universal survival guide for those traveling throughout the backrooms and a singular place for all the knowledge within the backrooms. Or at least one of them. As for my origins? Well, I guess you'll have to wait a little longer before I reveal that. Scott's answers. Now that we've got my questions out of the way, let's go over what answers Scott has for us. Before we get into this, Scott left this note he wanted me to read out to you guys. It reads, you probably was expecting to hear from me in this part of the episode, but due to some throat problems that's causing me to sound like a horse smoking 3 cigars at once, I won't be able to record myself. Sorry my dudes, followed by a sad face. Luckily, I left Sharp A3 my answers for the questions asked, so we'll be able to get the episode out in a somewhat timely manner. Thanks for the love and support. Scott out. Well, that's not how I would have ended my notes, but to each their own. Now, with that out of the way, let's get into these questions. The first one is from Yana J asking, how did you come up with the idea to start a podcast like this? Also, love your work, Scott. Please never stop making these episodes. Thanks for the love and support, Yana. It means the world. The idea came from, one, boredom, and two, I wanted to make something that explains the backroom's lore in greater detail than what was previously available at the time, and I hope I'm properly filling that role. The next question comes from Benji and they ask, did you think you would get this far? To be honest, no. I didn't have any expectations when I started the podcast, just wanted to make something and put it out there into the world. Honestly, I'm still surprised by how many listeners we've gained this past year. Makes every step worth it. The next question comes from Epic Gamer asking, would you ever make video podcasts? I've actually started uploading video podcasts to YouTube recently. I'll leave a link in the show notes. The next question comes from Shitsuji Hikaru / VTuber asking, have you guys been doing well? You guys have been doing so much stuff, in high quality, it's only fair that we check in on you, just to make sure you're drinking water, eating, getting rest, etc. Thanks for checking in on us. Other than my sore throat, I've been doing great. Hope the same is good for you guys as well. The next question from that one random guy asks, will you do a voice reveal / face reveal in the future? Well, I've done some streaming in the Discord server, so I don't know if that counts as a voice reveal. I can do more of them if you guys want. Let me know. As for the face reveal, I don't know what I have planned for that. Might make a Patreon goal around it. Who knows? The next question comes from 1M4NEGG and they ask, how many times have you been Rickrolled? Way too much to even count at this point. Just from researching stuff for the podcast, I'm gonna get Rickrolled at least once. I think it's pretty funny that it should be expected whenever I start my planning stage for episodes. The next question comes from Rice asking, how did Sharp A3 upgrade it for the first few episodes? A listener of the podcast named Caleb donated $30 for me to get a better talk-to-speech program for Sharp A3. The program is called Speechalo, and I think it's one of the best things to happen for the podcast. So, if you're still listening, Caleb, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. Hope all is good with you, my dude. The next question comes from Vanilla asking, do you listen to K-pop? The short answer is no. The long answer, there are some songs that I enjoy listening to whenever they come on, but I don't actively go out to find them. The next question comes from Genesis again asking, what is your least favorite part about the backrooms? Personally, I dislike how inconsistent it can be and how it's not as descriptive as it should be at times. It can make scriptwriting tedious at some points. Luckily, some of these new rewrites are correcting the gaps, so hopefully, things get patched up neatly. The next question comes from Lucanator2020 asking, I'll admit, Sharp A3 kinda grew on me over time, but why wasn't the series started with a real voice? That's a good question, Lucanator2020, and to answer that, it's because I hated how I sounded on audio, back when I started the podcast. Now that I've gotten over it, and was planning on recording audio for this episode, but we all know how that went. The next question comes from Bolt Extreme asking, to Scott, how do you find time to make this podcast whilst also surviving the backrooms or your job? It takes a healthy mix of spontaneous scheduling, an unmovable will, an ungodly amount of coffee, and a love for the community and lore. Sometimes it does get hard juggling everything, but when there's a will, there's a way. That's all I can say about that. The next question comes from Arcane Wyverian asking, what is your personal favorite level? Whether it be how fleshed out it is, or the lore surrounding it. I actually have two levels that I personally have as top favorites. That's level 11 because just think of all the parkour adventures and cityscape storylines that can be placed here. The other is the hub, and that's mostly because I like thinking of this bustling trading and shopping district within the backrooms. I like the thought of going to the hub to buy weapons, ammo, watch an underground fighting ring, and stuff like that. The next question comes from Ilan Manderson asking, hi, I love your podcast and I was wondering what was the funniest error you had while programming Sharp A3. That would have to be testing out the voices for her and her speech patterns. As you guys probably figured out, I played around a lot with how Sharp A3 talks. That's why the early version of Sharp A3 mostly sounded sassier than she does now. The next question from Nyquist asks, how did you come up with the name Shark A3? Well, it was my gamer tag from back when I was still in middle school. Well, technically it was Winter Shark A3, but I dropped the winter and just went by Shark A3 instead. Didn't know the name would become so important down the line. Funny how the universe can behave sometimes. The next question comes from True Myself asking, how many times did people ask you to make an episode about level fun? At least 4 times a day if I'm being honest. You guys were on my bumper for a while for the level fun episode. Hope you enjoyed it. The next question comes from Snailify asking, what brand of chips is the best? Oh, that's easy. Cheetos Crunchy Cheddar Jalapeno chips are the superior chip in my opinion. And you cannot change my mind. The final question we'll be going over in this episode comes from Well-Spoken Rapper asking, if you could make a faction in the backrooms, what would it be called and what purpose would it hold? Now, those who are in the Discord server may know about my feelings towards how trade is done within the backrooms. And because of those feelings, I would like to see a wacky version of the IRS, maybe it can be called the Internal Revenue Service of the backrooms. So the IRSB. I don't know how the specifics of this would work, but I think it would be funny to see written in universe. But that's just me. Closing words. So, that was our anniversary episode. We hope you've enjoyed hearing Scott and I answer some of your questions. It's been an interesting year, and we still can't believe the podcast has gotten as big as it has. We couldn't have made it this far without all the support from you guys. So, we would like to take this time to thank you all for allowing us to entertain you with Backrooms lore. Hopefully, we'll be able to continue doing this for many more episodes to come. As always, we'd love to hear from you guys. Whether it's fan art of yours truly or awesome messages, we just enjoy seeing what you guys come up with. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode, as well as the next anniversary episode. So, until next time, have a wonderful day and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our wanderers over at Patreon, Rickdiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Velmec Zoro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Panguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, World Ray, and Lee. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.